You know, I think there are definitely, you know, options out there that that could reflect that.
Cam Hayward asked if he could miss games, if he could hold out into the regular season, and he did not say no. I don't believe that he would hold out. If he did, whatever remaining faction of the fan base that is supporting Cam, I think, will cease to support him. And I would have a hard time defending Cam Hayward if he sat out games.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easily reconcilable situation, IMO. You just forward him some of the roster bonus. You meet somewhere in the middle. And so if they don't do that, I would understand why he'd be pissed. But I think if you get to the point in this where the regular season begins, if I'm Cam, I turn my vitriol and anger towards my agent at that point. Because A, you didn't do a good enough job last year, and B, you weren't able to get this resolved right now.
Yeah.
But you can't miss games. I will lose my, I will cease to support him as vociferously as I have been if he does start missing games. That much I can guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone on the YouTube stream, they write in, Crowley plays in a softball game with Cam. Now he thinks they're best friends. He has to stick up for him. A lot of people have said that. I didn't talk to Cam. I shook his hand and gave him a hug because he did that with every player on the way out the door, but it's not like I talked to him. I wasn't on his team.
I mean, literally partners with him for the softball game. And
you're defending him, but you're defending him less than I am.
Right.
You're actually buds. I think Cam could pick me out of a lineup, but I think that's probably as far as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need friends, by the way. Like, my wife and I hang out with each other and our kids and our kids' friends, and I'll text the boys, college group chat, high school group chat. That's it. I don't need to make new friends.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to make new friends. I go to bed at 9 o'clock.
You do a good job playing defense on that on your own, anyhow. I mean,
Of what? Making
friends? Yeah.
Wow.
Scrawny, insecure.
Well, what does scrawny have anything
scrawny.
To do with it?
Scrawny.
Why would being
scrawny?
Yeah,
you're going to hang out with football players looking like you? No, I don't think so.
Doran and I are great friends.
Yeah.
When do you hang out after work?
We see each other for 20 hours a week.
Right.
No, I was out of sight of work is what I asked.
I think I just answered it.
You see each other 20 hours outside of work each week?
No, but why would we?
Exactly, because you work together. That's about it.
I don't think he's understanding.
He's saying that we're just coworkers.
We
not friends.
We have a different work relationship. Like the way I say, you can't draw analogies between Cam Hayward and his contract situation and like you punching the clock at the mill. We talk to each other more than any coworkers in the world.
Yes,
our job is to talk to each other for 4 hours and 20 minutes a day.
I talk to you more than I talk to Rochelle and my family.
I talk to you more than I talk to anybody in my life.
Yeah.
So we don't need to blow each other up on the weekend. Now, there's times we've hung out outside of work, and that's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk so much that we don't need to do it 7 days a week, Harry.
Right.
You talk for a job, but so you argue that you're friends because you talk for a job?
Has Cam Hayward done irreparable damage to his legacy in these last, 72 hours? 412-928-9370. I've thrown that up as a Twitter poll. 61% of people say no. I'm actually surprised by the early results. Pony threw out a Twitter poll yesterday. Have you lost respect for Cam Hayward? And 58% of people said yes. So those are different questions. You can lose a little bit of respect for Cam Hayward.
But the whole resume.
But his legacy still is more than just what these last 72 hours have been.
Like, whenever it's all said and done, I tend to believe that this is not how people will remember Cam Hayward 10 years from now. Whenever he comes back and he's honored, people are like, oh, Cam Hayward was great. They'll forget about this.
I think by late September, so long as Cam is healthy and on the field, this will be one of those training camp footnote storylines. That's just the way things are. You know, social media, I've talked a lot, we've talked a lot about how vicious people have been towards Cam over this whole thing. We're getting calls, texts, tweets, in a way that we've never seen them before. YouTube comments, people name calling, people saying all kinds of horrendous things about Cam. I think that's in part because of some of the stuff we talked about at the end of the last hour with the defense hasn't played well enough and you're spending more money on defense and he just negotiated a contract last year. I also think part of it is just the times that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Where you either love something or you hate something, and we just don't have middle ground on stuff anymore.
There's zero middle ground. It's just so instant. Everything is instant reaction, instant this, instant opinion.
But then the one thing that comes part and parcel with that, oddly, is we forget things really quick, too.
That, too.
We've got a very small, what's the phrase I'm looking for here? Attention span.
Mm-hmm.
And the most recent thing is also always the most prominent thing in our minds, and we'll be bitching about Aaron Rodgers not throwing the ball in the middle of the field probably late in September, and then no one will think about this Cam Hayward stuff.
Cam Hayward will get a sack in the first game against the Jets, and people will be like, oh, yeah, Cam.
If they introduced Cam Hayward, and they won't, before the preseason game on Saturday, do you think he would get booed? Ooh. I think there'd definitely be a smattering, classic smattering of boos.
Oh, man.
Like, if he played, and he won't, obviously, given this, but if he played and they introduced him with the defense, would he get booed? There'd be a big chunk of boos. What's up, Harry?
Somebody called in on the early morning show, and it stuck with me. They said that he's no longer an honorable man. Would you classify that as an overreaction?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so. I told him, like, I don't think he's still honorable. He just wants paid more. I mean,
a lot of people in their everyday jobs, they want to get paid more, and they're told no. But just because you want more money doesn't make you dishonorable.
Right.
The difference is, in a lot of these NFL cases, maybe even more than 9 out of 10, guys do this, guys hold out, and they get paid.
Right. It works.
It works.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys do this, and they're sitting at home playing video games. Cam Hayward is there.
Yes, I respect that.
He's there.
If Cam wasn't there at all, and it was this long distraction, all training camp long, I might have a little bit of a different opinion now, too. Like, I wound up being okay with the Watt extension. It was palatable to me. That's the word that I used on Twitter and on the show, because they didn't go beyond the 3-year deal. I was going to crush the guy if he didn't show up to training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I crushed him when he wasn't at mini camp. All right, Bob in Maine's been waiting for like an hour. Hi, Bob. Sorry to keep you waiting, man. Bob? Oh, no, Bob.
Bob.
Call back, Bob. If you've fallen asleep next to your phone, Bob, call back. Let's go to Tony in Kennedy. Hi, Tony.
Hey, boys. Thanks for the vine. I appreciate it. I just love Cam Hayward, but the guy's made $131 million, and he already got paid for this year. It's just going to be really hard for him to come back for this for me. And I'm a lifelong fan. I've got the emblem tattooed on my skin, and I love this guy, but this is really pushing me over the edge. I'm glad we drafted to replace him, and I would be okay if he's gone. And by the way, I would boo. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Tony. He would boo.
Really? You think that many people might boo? If that was the case?
I don't know. Let's open it up to that, too, at 412-928-9370. I don't think you flush your entire... I don't think you flush somebody's entire resume down the tubes because of a 72-hour period you disagree with.
Yeah, because he wants more money?
Now, there are exceptions. You know, if I don't even want to use any examples, if he squeezed a parakeet to death live on television like Harry did whenever he was a 6-year-old, I might have a different opinion of Cam Hayward.
Right. Jeez. What is the threshold, though, for like, at what point do we not respect him anymore? Like, what would he have to do?
Well, that's what I was trying to avoid there. Start naming terrible atrocities that he could commit that would make me not like him anymore.
Okay, maybe not terrible atrocities, but like if he actually does hold out like a week or two.
Nothing business related would change his legacy for me.
Nope.
And if he held out games, I'd be pissed, but I still, when his career obituary comes out, I wouldn't think it would even be mentioned.
No.
At least if I were writing it, I wouldn't. Would I be irritated? Would I be mad? A guy who wants to win, a defense that they've stocked to try to win and be the best in the league this year. Like, if he's not there, yeah, I'll be pissed. But will it ruin his legacy for me? No, that I would absolutely.
That's way too far.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's way too far. It's kind of ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous.
And you'd boo him?
Because he wants more money? Like, I could see if he was, like, trying to steal money from every single fan in the stands.
Like AB never got booed.
No.
He's throwing furniture at a toddler. We got Bob back from Maine. Hi, Bob.
We are back.
What's up, man?
From another mother. All right. Yeah, hey. I must have walked into a black hole. Sorry about that. I'm out of my morning walk. Yeah, no boos here. Look, I can't hear another call-in about how, you know, and I think it's all emotional. You know, these people, if you're a fan out there who's, you know, you're making your typical whatever, 70, 80 grand a year, whatever it is. Of course, you get emotional when a guy comes up who's made 130 million and he's holding in or holding out for more. I get that. But, dude, you live in a country here, dude, where it's a free market for the most part. You know, the government's in on your junk, you know, all over the place. But in general, so you're talking about a guy who's at the ultimate level of his profession. And by the way, the markets here in this country, they value highly this entertainment called professional sports.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Take a look at NBA. You want to talk about money? Take a look at the NBA guys.
Well, seriously.
Anyway, I just can't. I can't take any more of this. You have to, those of you out there in the world, understand this is a market thing. He's doing what he can do to get paid what he wants. That's his prerogative. And I get it gets emotional because this is our team.
And that's what fans do, Bob. And thank you for the call. Like, fans get emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I just could do without the name calling for a guy that's a 10-time captain and probably a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll open it up. Has he done irreparable harm, Cam Hayward, to his legacy? 412-928-9370. And if they announced Cam Hayward on Saturday night at Acrisure Stadium, would you boo him? 412-928-9370. You can also chime in on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've asked, has Cam Hayward's legacy been tainted because of the last 72 or so hours? 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, it's not going to ruin his legacy, but it is a market value and he's not worth it anymore. I don't even think that's up for debate. I think he is being paid below market value. The issue at hand is whether or not they should augment his current pay to kind of extend him an olive branch. He signed a contract last year. They're not in the business of renegotiating with 2 years left on a deal. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought reasonable people everywhere could agree. I mean, he ain't getting paid market value.
No.
He's the 36th highest paid defensive lineman. And he was top five last year. He's an all-pro. Would you boo him if they announced his name at Acrisure Stadium on Saturday? It's another question we've stumbled into this morning at 412-928-9370. I don't boo a lot of guys. Never have. I don't tell people what to do. I say what I would or wouldn't do. I would not boo him. No. I think that's obvious.
Yep.
But I wouldn't tell people not to boo him. If you want to boo him, boo him. But that's not something I would do. I wouldn't have booed David Bednar last year.
Don't cheer for him whenever he has another all-pro year then, though. What are you booing for? You're booing for a contract situation because you're upset that you don't make that much money because you aren't good at football? Like, I don't want to hear that garbage. If you boo, don't cheer whenever he's out there getting sacks.
But you know they'll boo. The same people that would boo would be the first to cheer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hypocrites.
Yeah. He better put up, though. If they do roll that money forward, you got to go out there. You got to have another all-pro season.
Has to. Yeah. He has to.
You do. And I think we all agree on that, too. I mean, you got to go out there and you got to be every bit as good this year as you were last year.
Well, I mean, I kind of trust Cam in this situation. If he feels like he needs more money, he should be paid market value. He knows himself very well. He knows what he's capable of. I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's what we're hearing about the situation last year. They kind of chuckled at him saying, hey, I'm coming back to the table whenever I have an all-pro season. He knew that he was going to in good shape and feeling good and knew that he was going to get an all-pro season. So I think that if he's like, all right, I want to be paid market value at 36 years old, I feel like I'm going to have another good season. You know, obviously injury could play a part of it, but if he stays healthy, probably feels like he can do it again.
He probably feels great right now.
Yeah.
Texter brought up a really good point that if ultimately, and again, we don't 100% know, but if ultimately what Cam wants is that bonus to get scooched forward, could he be thinking about retiring at the end of this year?
Yeah, for sure. Or if he has a or get cut, or Steelers are moving in a different direction. If he just has a mediocre year,
if he had a so-so year, they'd cut him, and then you're not getting that 13 mil.
Exactly. That's what he's probably preparing for.
If you have a, he's covering all his bases.
You're right.
If you have a so-so year, at least you'd bank the 6, and you'd leave the 7 on the table. But you wouldn't get totally screwed in your mind out of the 13. 412-928-9370. A lot of math.
Yeah, a lot of math. And I think there's a lot of outside noise that has affected the situation too, with all the contracts the Steelers have shelled out in the last 6 months. I think he's like looking like, you know, I mean, I was the best player on the team last year. Like, I think that I should get some of this money that's going around.
And if he wasn't the other best player on the team, the other guy who's holding in right now.
Right.
The leading scorer on the team. I do wonder. So I know he said that they've been talking about this since February, and this is a part of the show we can call Thinking Out Loud. I wonder how seriously those matters were discussed at the combine, like he alleged. I'm wondering if the reason that this went from 0 to 1,000 here, seemingly in days, is because he sees how much cap space they do have and how everything sort of shook out. And now you look around and go, well, if you ain't going to spend it on a wide receiver or another safety or a tackle or XYZ, why don't you give your guy all-pro Cam Hayward a couple million bucks, you know?
Right.
Like, maybe this whole time he thought, okay, it could happen, it could happen, it could happen, and then now they have the financial ability to make it happen, and you say, all right, well, we better get this done. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Ron in Penn Township. Hi, Ron.
Hey, boys. Good morning. Real quick question for you guys. Do you think that the Steelers did Cam Hayward a solid by signing him last year?
No.
Why not?
Because they needed him?
Coming off injury.
Because they're best. Because they're
banked on him.
Can I answer your question? I guess I screwed myself there by giving you a one-word answer and then not expanding. So my apologies there, Ron.
That's okay.
Their best returning defensive lineman last year, if Cam Hayward did not come back, was Larry friggin' Ogunjobi. They have done a terrible job building that defensive line behind Cam Hayward. It's why they drafted two guys this year. So I don't think they did him a solid. They smoothed over in their minds a situation, but they desperately needed Cam Hayward.
Well, I'll give you the fact that the line absolutely sucks without him. And they may have been thinking on those lines, that knowing that it sucks. But, I mean, they still took a chance on him coming off of an injury. They gave him a 3-year deal. He balled out, no question about it. He's a good dude, but I think he's a little selfish. Just in terms of, you know, he played 1 year, did great, and all of a sudden he wants to tear it up and get another one. There's no guarantee he's going to come back and do what he did last year.
Sure.
It's another chance that they've taken, and they've already paid him $14 million for it. And now, you know, and who knows what he wants, too, by the way. We don't
right.
really know what he wants. So until that comes out, what's he asking for?
I think that's the
question right there.
I think, Ron, you are among the more reasonable people out there, where you're annoyed by all of this, but you're not, like, spouting off calling Cam Hayward names or anything. I think it's fair to be annoyed by the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. Texter writes in, Ogunjobi was not better than Benton last year. Dude made one play every 5 games. Look, I'm talking about going into the year, the two defensive linemen that you had to count on, quote-unquote, outside of Cam Hayward, was a oft-injured veteran in Larry Ogunjobi and a second-year player in Keanu Benton. So this idea that they did Cam Hayward some favor, look, This is the NFL. You don't do favors.
No.
This is why I argued that they should have paid him at the time, because they had zero backup plans behind the guy. And while they might feel good about, and they do, about Derek Harmon and Wyatt Black right now, like, they're no sure thing.
No, yeah, exactly.
412-928-9370. There's a bunch of other Steelers-related topics that we're going to get into. And perhaps we should break it up a little bit and get into one of those coming up next. Because this is, I mean, there's a lot of numbers being thrown around. There's a lot of emotions. We'll continue to take your calls on this. But let's do a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B coming up next. I saw there was a quarterback tiers list that was being shared quite frequently on social media yesterday. We're not going to talk about that one. We're going to talk about another quarterback tiers list that I think, well, is more worth talking about. We talked about this during the Jeff Hathorn segment. Pony just tweeted out, I could not agree more with a Pony tweet than I'm about to agree right now. Is Chris Boswell going to start catching bleep from Steelers fans too at any point? You know, he signed a contract too and needs to honor it, blah, 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 blah. My man. This kicker is getting by. No one wants to rip the kicker.
Nope.
Which makes me feel like it's not about principle. Like, it, in some way, it's about just the money. Or it's the timing of everything. And because Cam signed it just last year and Boswell's a few years removed from it. Maybe that's just it. Maybe it's a little column A, a little column B, but they're both in the same exact position in their contracts. Both not young, both 2 years left on the deal, both not making market value for what they brought to the team. I mean, Boswell's the 11th highest paid kicker in the NFL. Cam Hayward is the 36th highest paid defensive lineman.
I think it's more acceptable with Boswell. Like, if Boswell was the only situation going on right now, people would be like, okay, just pay him like $1.5 million.
Yeah, because it's cheap.
It's cheap, yeah.
But like this, to me, principle's principle. You either do it or you don't.
You're right, but I feel like with everything that has gone on with the TJ Watt situation, I feel like Steeler fans are like, oh, we can just look forward to the season. This is going to be exciting. Then all of a sudden, bang, this pops up. Everybody's like, what the bleep?
Totally, totally something that I have not given enough credence to. I think you're right about that.
You just got caught with a haymaker almost. Yeah. Like, you're just like, all right, like I'm out of that round. I'm good. All right, I figured out my opponent. And all of a sudden, boom. Oh, man, I just got punched in the face. Like, what are we doing?
Man, you are spot on with that. Because that's why a lot of people were totally fine with, or even wished for, George Pickens to get moved. Because that's what we'd be dealing with right now.
Yeah.
Like, he would definitely be not practicing.
No.
He got 1 year left.
Right. True.
And outperformed the rookie deal. No question about that on the field. We didn't have to deal with that. TJ's stuff got settled. All of the quote-unquote distractions, they weren't there this year in a way that we've sort of grown accustomed to. Because last year, the Cam Hayward thing was dragging on. Before that, you had a Deontay Johnson situation, and the list goes on. So Steelers fans were just excited about football, right. And then all of a sudden, you're right, you do get blindsided by it.
Mm-hmm.
You do. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it. It's a good point.
Actually, Aaron Rodgers, TJ Watt situation.
And the Rodgers thing got sewed up.
Yep.
I mean, he shows up at minicamp. A lot of people didn't think he would do that. You thought you'd be waiting until training camp for this guy. You didn't have to worry about that. And then the one guy who you thought you took care of last year, all of a sudden, he's dissatisfied.
It's like, what?
Yeah, okay.
Like, I thought we got this sewn up. I thought we were good. I thought we were moving forward. TJ Watt signs before training camp. We're all ready to go. Let's go, baby. Steelers football, and all of a sudden, bang.
Man, it wasn't that long ago where the big story was, oh, no, the third-string quarterback's hurt. What does this mean for him?
Yep.
Like, a really uneventful training camp from a storyline standpoint, apart from, like, okay, how are they going to use Ramsey? Are they going to move Watt around?
Right.
That kind of stuff.
We were talking football stuff.
We were. Here's a football thing.
Mm-hmm.
Darius Slay banged up yesterday. Rolled the ankle. Of all the things he could have done, best thing he could have done. Like, if he had to get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you pull a hammy, rubro raggy.
Yeah.
But his age is another thing you worry about.
It is, but it is nice to see the emergence of Eccles. I know he's been playing more in the slot, but I think he can play outside. So
he was outside yesterday in practice.
He was outside yesterday in practice. So him having a good camp really shows that depth that you're looking for if one of the older like guys like Darius Slay does have an issue. So
I think 1 through 4, they're pretty solid there.
Very.
And I'm going to need more than one preseason game to feel really good about Beanie Bishop. I don't know that I can ever be moved to really good unless I see him do it during a season. But
how much is he really going to play?
Right. If he's your fifth corner and he, what, tied for the team lead in interceptions last year, I think you can live with that. It's when undrafted free agent guy, as a rookie, is starting in the slot week one.
Immediately.
That's when you got problems.
As soon as he stepped foot. In OTAs, he was basically starting.
That's what they did with Marquise Pouncey.
Yep.
A first-round center.
Yep.
And they had a guy in the slot. They hadn't paid enough attention to the slot in recent years at all.
Ever since Hilton, right?
Yeah, they've cut corner at corner. They have not spent money. They have not treated that like a starting position, and shame on them. They finally have. We'll see if it bears fruit. All right. I referenced a quarterback tiers list that no one should pay any attention to, and then one that we will pay attention to. The one that no one should pay any attention to is Bill Simmons did a quarterback tiers list. And Bill is a bajillionaire, and people love Bill, and he's perennially got one of the top sports podcasts out there. He's a character, and he's done really well for himself. I also don't give a rat's ass where he ranks Aaron Rodgers on his quarterback pyramid. What I will put some stock into is Mike Sando of The Athletic. He pulled a whole bunch of football people, six GMs, six assistant GMs, six former GMs, five other executives, eight head coaches, 19 other coaches, 15 coordinators on a 50-person football people panel. And the goal was simple. Tier every veteran quarterback in the NFL. You sent this to me, so I was going to ask you where you think Rodgers came in. Harry, where do you think Rodgers came in on this quarterback tiers list? 1 through 32.
1 through 34.
18.
Right.
He was 16.
Ooh.
Right smack dab would be in the middle of 32, but yeah, you're right, there's 34. And they were mean to Kenny Pickett. They
created a whole tier for him.
They have color-coded tiers 1 through 5. And Kenny Pickett is the only person in tier 5. Like, you really had to do that to Kenny? Like, Spencer Rattler's in the tier ahead of Kenny?
Well, I guess they're going based off of, let me see, guys who probably started more than one game last year.
Yeah. Spencer Rattler sucks.
Yeah.
He stinks. And he was not good enough in college either. Anyway. Aaron Rodgers, 16th.
That's about right.
Well, they've got, and this is a group of 50 football people, including a lot of people still in power positions in the league today. Russell Wilson, 26th. Justin Fields, 27th. I mean, that's a significant upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Look, I don't want to make too much out of a preseason game, but arrow pointed up on Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu. They played well. Now, the Jags weren't game planning to specifically attack those guys and send blitzes in their directions.
Yeah, but they won their one-on-ones.
But they won their one-on-ones.
Against good players.
Arrow pointed up.
Yep.
If they can be average, above average in pass protection, then I do think Rodgers can be the 16th best quarterback in football. And I do think that would represent a significant upgrade over the guys that they had last year. We'll get more into this. Take your calls on it. Do you buy it? Do you buy Rodgers as middle of the pack, 16th best quarterback in the NFL? 412-928-9370. We've also got a college football reaction segment coming up next. Penn State ranked number 2 in the AP poll. Is it national championship or bust for the Nittany Lions? And what's that mean for James Franklin? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Mike Sando pulled 50 NFL people to do a quarterback tiers list. Aaron Rodgers, 16th among all the quarterbacks that they ranked. That has him in tier 3. Where are Russell Wilson and Justin Fields? Well, they're in tier 4, 26th and 27th. So according to all these 50 NFL people, Aaron Rodgers is a significant upgrade over Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Do you agree? Is he even an upgrade over Mason Rudolph? Because as I understand it on the afternoon show, there was some discussion about that.
Yes, big time.
I got a Rudolph take for you coming up at 9 o'clock.
Mm.
I can tell that you're excited about it.
Very.
In the meantime, we talk college football. Harry! Damn it.
What were you, what? Why damn it?
What type of football are we talking about?
The NFL.
College.
College football. Oh, you want to, yeah, I don't have that in the queue. I'm sorry.
Harry!
Take two.
AP poll came out yesterday. Penn State, Doran, number two in the country. I think it's a fait accompli. I think they will absolutely be in the playoff. Like almost 0% chance they don't make the playoff. The expectation, I think, in Happy Valley is national championship or bust. Do you think that's how they're feeling?
Totally agree. Totally agree. National championship or bust for James Franklin, too. I feel like that's how they feel. I don't know if that'll actually happen where, like, you know, the athletic director moves on from James Franklin, but I think that majority of the fans feel that way.
Oh, I think they'll be pissed. Like, if it's a similar outcome to last year, like, they should have played for the national championship last season.
Yeah.
Now, everyone's favorite quarterback, Drew Aller, he threw the game away, and James Franklin just absolutely botched it down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens again, I think he could be on the hot seat. But I don't think he's on the hot seat now. I think if they fail to meet these lofty expectations, that firmly places him there. And then you would think next year's roster is not going to be as good.
Right. I mean, you're going to lose a lot. You're going to lose the running backs. You're going to lose your quarterback.
Yep.
I mean, it's you got to get it this year if you're Penn State. They might. They're going to have a good opportunity. They're going to have a good chance. I don't think Notre Dame's going to be as good. Ohio State's probably not going to be as good. Texas, we'll see. So Penn State's going to have a chance.
This is their year. They play at Ohio State November 1st. Following week, they'll take on Indiana at home. They've got Oregon September 27th. Only three preseason top 25 teams on the schedule. I'm here to tell you, folks, if they go 1-2 in those games, they're making the playoff at 10-2.
Yeah.
The big, mighty Big Ten, you win one of the three, you're in. That's a fact, Jack. So they're getting in. I mean, I'd fire them.
What if they just make it to the national championship?
I'd fire them.
Yeah.
And that probably sounds rich, but, I mean, he'd be doing the Tomlin thing, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
And people have argued against me when I said, I mean, he didn't win a big game last year. I mean, he won playoff games. So it's probably not fair to say he didn't win big games, but they played SMU at home in Beaver Stadium in the freezing cold against the Texas group. And you play Boise State. They had the best path to the Final Four.
Yep.
And when they played another team with an actual Power 5 pulse, like a real legitimate team that wound up playing for a national championship, they peed down their leg. So yeah, I'd fire him.
I mean, you figure Colton Nicky's probably going to be gone, too. I think this will be the year that he takes that head coaching job somewhere.
He was almost a Mountaineer, Dorn.
That's right.
I was squinting pretty hard. I couldn't find them on the top 25 list.
What are they ranked? Are they ranked at all? Like, is there a number by their name?
No, no receiving votes.
No, I mean, just like in general. Like, are they, what, 8, like 90th?
Well, they don't go that far.
Well, they could. What would you think they'd be ranked out of 100?
Probably in the 50s. But nobody knows. I mean, shoot, Dorn, they only won one fewer game than your team last year. And they fired their coach. Who knows?
You don't even know who your quarterback is this year.
Oh, yeah, I do.
That's who you think it's going to be.
I know things.
Hmm.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Doesn't quite feel like college football out there today, unless you live in the South. 90 degrees the high, going to feel hotter than that. Low of 71, clear skies for the last day of Steelers training camp.